Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Jackie Howard. A young Ohio woman shot dead playing a game of Russian roulette with a friend. According to prosecutors, Rachel Counts, 23, suffered a gunshot wound to the chest October 5th at a home in northern Cincinnati. Reportedly, Rachel had been playing cards with Omarion Horn, also 23. Horn allegedly pulled out a gun, removed all but one bullet, asking Rachel if she wanted to play Russian roulette. Prosecutors say Horn then pointed the gun at Rachel and pulled the trigger. Rachel pronounced dead at the scene and Horn arrested, charged with felony murder, felony assault, and reckless homicide. More crime and justice news after this.
Jennifer Gould. The long-awaited new official review of Ellen Greenberg's mysterious 2011 death has delivered a devastating final blow to her family. The Philadelphia Medical Examiner's Office has again classified the case as a suicide, despite the beloved 27-year-old teacher being found with 20 stab wounds, including to the back of her head. Chief Medical Examiner Dr. Lindsay Simon upheld the controversial ruling in a 32-page report. Simon acknowledged the case's grim facts, noting that, quote, "the distribution of injuries is admittedly unusual," end quote, but concluded that Greenberg, who was being treated for anxiety, quote, "would be capable of inflicting these injuries herself," end quote. The ME's office stated its opinion was expressed with a, quote, "reasonable degree of medical certainty," end quote. Ellen's father, Josh Greenberg, spoke to Nancy Grace on a previous episode of Crime Stories.
"The truth, and it's all Sandy and I have ever asked for Ellen, the truth about her death."
Greenberg was discovered dead in her apartment on January 26, 2011, by her fiancé, Sam Goldberg, during a blizzard. The autopsy confirmed the horrific scene. 20 puncture wounds to her neck, heart, and back, with the knife still lodged in her chest. Goldberg has never been ID'd as a suspect. The ruling ignited immediate fury from the family's attorney, Joseph Pedroza, who called the report, quote-unquote, "tripe," and a, quote, "deeply flawed attempt to justify a predetermined conclusion," end quote. Pedraza specifically attacked Simon's attempt to dismiss a stab wound found in the victim's spinal column, calling the official theory a, quote, "insult to Ellen and her family," end quote. The lawyer added that the review dismissed unexplained bruises, missing surveillance footage, and a physical recreation that proved Greenberg could not have inflicted all the wounds herself, stating, quote, "shame on you, Simon," end quote. Citing the report's reliance on, quote, "distorted portrayals of Ellen's mental health," end quote. The controversy is a painful rewind to 2011, when then-assistant coroner Marlon Osborne initially ruled the death a homicide, only to bizarrely reverse his decision to suicide weeks later after meeting with Philadelphia police. Parents Sandy and Josh Greenberg forced this MEO reevaluation by settling a lawsuit in February after an appellate court in 2023 called the original investigation, quote, "deeply flawed," end quote. Their legal war continues. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court granted an appeal in July of 2024 to review the death, and a separate civil suit seeks damages for the alleged, quote unquote, cover-up. The MEO's decision now cements the suicide findings, leaving the family with a clear message, quote, "the truth will not come from Philadelphia's law enforcement machinery," end quote. Pedraza vows to seek justice for Ellen's murder by, quote, "any means necessary," end quote.
I'm Nicole Parton. Authorities in Santa Barbara County, California, have launched a troubling search for a missing 9-year-old girl who hasn't been seen in over a year, and not even in a photograph, for two. The Santa Barbara County Sheriff's Office began actively searching for Melody Buzzard on Tuesday after a school administrator raised concerns that the child hadn't attended school in quite some time. Deputies attempted to locate Melody and her mother, Ashley Buzzard, at their home, but Melody was not there, and officials say no clear explanation was given for her whereabouts. Although this missing persons case is just one day old, detectives say they've been unable to confirm a single sighting of Melody in the past year. The most recent photo they could find was taken at least 2 years ago. The sheriff's office is urging anyone with information, no matter how small, to come forward. In a statement, they said even small details may be critical in helping investigators ensure her safety. If you've seen Melody Buzzard or have any contact with her in the past year, please call 805-681-4150. Anonymous tips can also be submitted at 805-681-4171. At this time, authorities have not confirmed whether foul play is suspected, but they do say Melody is currently classified as an at-risk missing person.
I'm Drew Nelson. Much like the lonely man in the Genesis song, Turn It On Again, a Denver meteorologist says her stalker blurred the line between television and real life until he believed she was his wife.
Look at all of this lightning. These storms are packing an incredible punch here. So coming down through Akron, we are still under that severe thunderstorm warning there until 6 o'clock this morning.
Kylie Burse, age 36, of Fox 31 Denver, says the 69-year-old viewer followed her home last month and rang her doorbell after years of sending messages and showing up at public events. Here's what she said on Facebook.
A few weeks ago, I had a man who I have multiple restraining orders against follow me home from work. He used his truck to follow me into the alley, trapping me in my garage. I was able to get into my house. He then went around to the front door and started ringing the doorbell. I mean, I was able to call 911, grab my dog, and get out of there. What's wild is this man has been stalking me for over 3 years now, and he was let out of jail on a misdemeanor.
The man was released on a $1,500 bond. Burse says that she was told there had been too big of a time gap between his last contact and the new incident to charge felony stalking. Burse first began hearing from the man in 2022 when messages appeared on her social pages. He called her, quote, my beautiful wife. She blocked him many times, but he kept creating new accounts. He also contacted her family and friends, even trying to buy art from her sister-in-law. The stalker showed up at events, including a charity hike in 2023, and told her he had a pair of hiking boots for her. When she told him she couldn't accept gifts, he began to cry. She later obtained a restraining order that he violated more than 50 times. Now she says she no longer feels safe living in her home. She told the Denver Post, quote, it's a horrible, sick to your stomach feeling. She hopes sharing her story will push lawmakers to treat stalking as a serious crime. For the latest crime and justice news, follow Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcast app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Drew Nelson.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.